As we kind of think about really why we're here and why we're celebrating, I wanted just to bring a short thought for us this morning, just a kind of a message from God's word, just to help us to really grab a hold of why we're here today and what we do during this holiday season that we call Christmas. And so as we think about that, we understand that if maybe you'd agree with me, maybe you wouldn't agree with me, but Jesus is the expression of God's love, right? Like, Jesus is the expression of God's love toward us. And if we were just to simply think about that this morning and think about how that's enough said. Jesus is the expression of God's love toward us. And as we think of what that means when we sing Joy to the World, when we sing O Little Town of Bethlehem, and when we think about the shepherds and the wise men and why Jesus came, it's that Jesus is the expression of God's love toward us. And so I want to just kind of give us a thought this morning through a passage of Scripture in Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. And it simply says this: in the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appeared heir of all things, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom he made the universe. And so as we think about this passage of Scripture, it's an interesting thought as we find that God spoke in the past, in the Old Testament, through prophets, through appointed people, through leadership, that people said, this is what God says. And in the New Testament, of course, when we see that Jesus had come, God spoke in the past, but now he is speaking through his Son, Jesus Christ. And so as I was thinking and reflecting on this passage of Scripture, we understand that God has always tried to communicate with us, his creation. He's always tried to connect with us, whether, again, it's through these prophets and people who had given the Word of God, or, as we think of in the New Testament, is Jesus, the truth, Jesus Christ, who had come. And so let me give you, for instance, in the Old Testament, God shows us his justice, right? As you read the Old Testament, God shows us he's a just God. But Jesus, in the New Testament, Jesus comes to show us God's mercy. In the Old Testament, it shows God's law. But in the New Testament, Jesus comes to earth, it shows us God's grace. The Old Testament shows us God's righteousness, but Jesus is the one who provided that righteousness for us. And that's why we've come to celebrate today. We've come to celebrate this Christmas season because Jesus changes it all. The birth of Jesus changes it all. In John chapter 1, verses 17 through 18, it says, "For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came only through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only, who is at the Father's side and has made him known." And so we see the difference in the Old Testament. The God of justice, the God of prophecy and judgment and law. But there's another part of God, the beautiful Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. There's another part of the Trinity, which is the Son, which shows us grace, mercy. You see, in Colossians chapter 1, verse 15, it says, Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. So we see that Jesus is the image of God, the very nature of God himself. He is God, and that's why we celebrate today. God is love, and so we understand this, and as we read that ever so memorized passage of Scripture in John chapter 3, God loved the world. He loved the world that he gave his Son, right? His Son Jesus. That if you believe in him, you'll have eternal life, everlasting life. You'll have life forever. What an amazing truth that Jesus was sent to show God's complete nature. Complete nature. See, this is one of the reasons that Jesus came to earth as a man. This is an important truth to understand, that Jesus came in the flesh so he can interact with us in the way that we could see, that we could hear, and that we could understand. And so as I bring it down to my level, as I think about it in our level, you see, you and myself and you, we want to get closer to God. We have that inner nature to get closer to our Creator. I can talk to almost anybody out on the street and say, "Do you know God?" "Oh yeah, I know God." "And what's your desire for God?" "Well, I'd like to get to know God." But they just don't know how. But it's Jesus. That God the Father sent down on this earth so that we can understand, so that we can interact, so that we can put our trust, our hope, our faith in Jesus Christ. And so this is the message, is that Jesus came to share. God loves us. God desires a relationship with us. God wants us to know him in a deep and intimate way. You see, it's a simple truth. It's so profound that God loves us so much that he gave Jesus to die for us on our behalf. And so the message today is simple, it's short, it's sweet. I wanted to share it with you because God loves you, and sin cannot keep you from God. Isn't that a beautiful thing? Sin cannot keep you from God. Why? Because Jesus bridged the gap for us. He bridged the gap. So we realize that we're all sinners. I'm a sinner. We make mistakes. We've fallen short. And the only thing that'll keep you from spending eternity in hell without God is accepting that forgiveness of sin. You see, the gift is free. The gift of Jesus Christ, it's free. It's for us. It's for me. But the choice is yours. The choice is yours whether to accept that free gift of Jesus, to have that right relationship with him, to bridge the gap, so to speak, to say, "Yes, I want that forgiveness of sin." The gift is free, but the choice is yours. And so I know as we celebrate Christmas, and yeah, it's a different time this year, right? I mean, it's the 18th of November or of December, wherever we're at. and next Sunday is Christmas Sunday, and we are having church, by the way, just so you know. We're going to be celebrating together as family and friends and relatives and neighbors. We're going to be celebrating again together at 10:30 in the morning. We're not going to have any children's programming in the morning, by the way, but we're going to be celebrating again on Christmas Sunday morning. I know you may have family, I know you may be traveling, and that's okay too, but today I want to just to let us, this next week, these next 7 days, I want you to reflect on why God gave Jesus, why God sent Jesus. It's a simple truth that he loves you. He loves you so much that he doesn't desire for you to be have condemnation and judgment wrapped around you, which we so deserve, don't we? We fall short. We make mistakes. And so God loves us so much that he sent his son to us to die on our behalf, to be punished for us, to have that replacement as a sacrifice. And it's a free gift for all of us to simply accept Jesus. So this week, as you celebrate with family, maybe you'll come back to church on next week. That's either here nor there. That's not what it's about. Not about church attendance. Not about being a member here. It's not about being a part of a church. It's about having that right relationship with God again. You see, the Old Testament prophets, you see, God spoke through the prophets and was just trying to communicate with us, trying to have a relationship with us. But you know what? He's like, "You know what? I love my people. I love my creation. I love my children so much. I'm going to send a one and only sacrifice so that we can have right relations again. The gift is free. The choice is yours. Will you accept that free gift today? Will you accept Jesus in your life and decide that today, this holiday season, this Christmas time, that I'm going to have a right relationship with God? I want to get to know God a little bit more. I encourage you to take that next step in your life. It's a simple prayer, but it's not just a simple prayer. It's opening your heart to God, saying, "I'm sorry for the things I've done. And God, I want to change. I want to do something different in my life. It's that lifestyle of prayer. God, I know I need you in my life. So today I accept Jesus' forgiveness in my life. And guess what? Tomorrow you have to pray that too. Not that you need to get resaved again, or not that you need to, but you know what? We make mistakes, and so, God, I made a mistake again. I need you in my life. I'm sorry for my sins. Please forgive me. And then the next day might get a little easier, but yet you're going to still make mistakes and mess up like I've done, and it's, God, please take me. I'm so sorry. And then spiritual growth takes place. And all of a sudden, you'll find yourself in right relationship with God. And then you maybe make a mistake again. Yeah, Lord, I'm such a horrible person. I'm so sorry I made a mistake. You see, it's a lifestyle. It's not a quick prayer. It's not a quick something that we can do right here today. It's not something that we just one and done, and then you just live your life like you've always done. No, it's a lifestyle of change. The Christian life is tough. Jesus said, take up your cross and follow me. What's a cross represent? It represents death. We give death to our old self. We give death to the things in our past. And we take upon new life in Jesus Christ. Daily following, daily obedience, daily. So I'd encourage you in this season, make a change. Get closer to God. Make that relationship right again with Him through His Son, Jesus Christ. Long ago, God spoke many times and in many ways to our ancestors through the prophets. And now, in these final days, He's spoken to us through His Son. God promised everything to the Son as an inheritance. And though the Son, and through the Son, He created the universe. So let God speak to you today. I want to encourage you as we think of your relationship, as I think of my relationship with God. I need Jesus. I need more of Him, more of Him, more of Him. I want to take this moment and just kind of pause in prayer and self-reflection for you today. I want you to think about your relationship with God and some of the things that you're dealing with, and maybe there's something you just got to give over and say, God, I'm tired of struggling. I'm tired of it. I need you. I need Jesus in my life. I need that forgiveness to come over me and just make me white and clean and ready to have that right relationship with Him again. So I'm going to ask you to stand. You've been sitting for a long time, and I want to just ask you to stand this morning as maybe just a different posture as we consider what the Word says, is understanding that God speaks to us through His Son, Jesus. So let's just take this moment. We're going to sing a couple songs, and we're just going to give this time over to the Lord, if you will. And maybe there's things in your life that you just need to bring to God today and say, God, I want to have a right relationship. I want Jesus. I want more of Him. Just reach out to Him. He hears you right where you're at. He hears you. Let's pray together. Lord, as we have come to You, we're thankful for Your Word. We're thankful that You have done and given the ultimate sacrifice, Your Son, Jesus, for my sin, for our sin. So, Lord, we just so appreciate You. We thank You for Your love for us. Not that we loved You first, but You first loved us, and that's so appreciative. God, I make mistakes. I'm a mess at times, and Lord, only through Your grace and Your Son, Jesus,